When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Dynasty Portfolio Weekly, hosted by Scott Connor.
Welcome back onto the trading floor for another episode of Dynasty Portfolio Weekly. You can find everything over at Destination Devi at DestinationDevi.com. Like, subscribe to the channel, check out all the pods over on the pod feed, both the Destination Devi radio feed and the Wake Up with Ray G feed. And for this week's episode, we are going to get right into post-combine reactions and three moves that you can make in your portfolio now that we have some new information. And the key being, the last couple months, we've kind of talked about things you can do during this dead period. We've had the end of the college season to NFL draft declarations, Senior Bowl. But now that we have the combine and it is over, the data changes. You start seeing a lot of people releasing draft guides. There's a lot more ironclad takes on players. And we're starting to now dial in draft capital, trying to figure out where players are projected to go. And things are going to start to become a little more efficient in that realm. So what can we do over the next month or so, 6 weeks? We are officially less than 7 weeks away from the NFL draft. So it's time to act on this information that we have that is new from this past weekend's NFL combine. So where do we start? We start with, back a couple episodes ago, I talked about tracking draft picks. Hopefully you've been able to go through your leagues, track your draft picks, and you know largely where your picks stand for this 2024 class. For me, the first thing that I looked at post-combine, and just a little insight, and we talked about this on this week's Destination Chill. If you check that out over on the Destination Devi YouTube feed, talked about combine reactions. On Saturday, we had the stream on Destination Devi. Sunday, Destination Chill, we talked about this even more. The depth of the class didn't change, but the perception of those later firsts, early to mid seconds, did. So that is the spot that I'm looking to attack in my portfolio. And I'm just going to be transparent. This is what I'm doing specifically in my portfolio. I look at the picks from 9, so pick 109. If we're talking 12 team, start 11, Superflex 1.75, tight end premium, 30-man rosters. That's what I use for the roster construction series. That's what I'm going to talk as a reference point in this episode. So go through, figure out where you have the picks from, let's call it 109. Let's go 110, because I think 109, there's going to be numerous players that you're going to get your first choice at, whether it's the wide receiver 4, Brian Thomas, or whether it is the RB1, Trey Benson, Blake Corum, Jalen Wright, or potentially it's another quarterback that jumps into the late first round. But the point is that 109, I think, is the pick that falls right in between the tiers, where it's more valuable because you may catch the very top of a tier or the very end of a lower tier, where you're like, okay, I can get the last player of this tier, or I get my choice of what to do at the top of this. So I'm going to exclude the 109. Let's just use that as kind of the buffer zone. 110 and beyond. So pick 10, and let's call it through pick 20. So 10 through 20, I think that's the range of picks that gained the most value out of the combine, because you had a ton of wide receiver risers. You had a bunch of running backs that tested well. So now you have this group of receivers that went from maybe 4, 5, 6 names that people liked to now maybe there's 8, 9, 10 receivers that people like in this range. And I think the NFL very well might draft 8 to 10 receivers in the top 50 picks, meaning the capital is going to be there along with some of the numbers or the likability for these receivers that go in that range. The running backs, people knew there would be a couple running back risers, but now that there's been 3 or 4, and they weren't exactly the names that everybody already had at RB1, RB2, RB3, it feels like there's going to be a couple spots at least dedicated late first, early second, all the way into the mid second and beyond, where there's going to be some running backs that go. So that range of picks is where I want to attack. So there's three moves that I'm looking at. I'm going to go to my portfolio right now and look at the picks that I have in that range. So late first, we'll call that pick 10, 11, 12. I'm sitting on 16 picks, 10, 11, 12. Then we look at 13 through 20. I'm sitting on another 27 picks in that range. So if we add those up, I'm looking at approximately 43 picks in that range. So that's where I'm looking to make moves over the next couple of weeks. And here are the three moves. I said there were three moves you can try based on the value of these picks. The first is try to get a 25 first. Now you may say, hey, I'd rather have the 110, 111, 112. That's fine. If that's your bet, no problem doing that. There's certain formats, deeper starters, 2 PPR for tight end, certain scoring formats where it's point per carry. I'm fine actually extending the value of those picks a little bit. But just understand the first move is trading one of those picks straight up for a 25 first. Now, you may say, well, I'd rather have the pick this year. Fine, it's a deep class. I get it. But I think when it comes to taking the 25 first, that is always a plus EV move if you're able to vet that first a little bit. Go to Dynasty Daddy. Go to one of these sites where it actually kind of lets you decipher the strength of the other team. Then you look at the manager. How good is that manager? Is that manager really Ladd McConkey away from really being a team that's going to make a difference next year? Or is they draft a receiver like that who no doubt could be a good player, but is that really, really going to push them over the top? So think about that. And especially if you can catch one of those picks that is in no man's land. The manager doesn't really know what they want to do. But a lot of times, these are the managers that say, man, I need another piece. So let me spend my first because I really, really, really want to get A.D. Mitchell. So they trade their first for that 111 so they can draft A.D. Mitchell, or they can draft Jalen Wright, or they can draft Trey Benson, or they can draft Ladd McConkey, whoever it is. But then you think about it. Is a receiver or a running back in that range really going to make or break their pick? If you can find a manager that is willing to trade you the ambiguity of a future first, 106, 105, next year, straight up for one of these picks, it's a move you have to make, especially if you're a little overweight on picks in this range, which I am. I'm sitting on 16 of those picks, and this is out of a total of 39 leagues that actually hold real draft picks. So we're not talking about Super Debbie depleted or C2C or anything. 39 leagues. I have 16 picks out of 39 in that range. That's going to be a spot where I'm looking to make that move first and foremost. I literally will go to all of my leagues where I have the 110, 111, 112 and see if any of them make sense for me to make that move. And the majority of them, I'm just going to kind of vet the other managers in the league, look at one of these aggregating sites like Dynasty Daddy, figure out who are the three, four, maybe five managers I'm willing to bet against and send out the offer straight up. The second move, same exact thing, but slide down the draft board a little bit. So instead of the 111, 112, go down a little bit further. 201, 203, 205, 208. I'm sitting on six picks that are currently at the 208. I'm sitting on four picks, which are currently at the 205. Sitting on five picks, which are currently at the 203. Can I sell somebody on one of those picks, which is still going to be a good player? It's still going to be probably a top 50 draft pick at wide receiver. It's still going to be potentially the tight end two in Jatavion Sanders if it's one of these two PPR leagues. It still might be a second round quarterback that lands in a spot like Minnesota or Denver where they are seen as a right away starter this year. Bo Nix, Michael Penix. There's probably going to be one or two of those. That just adds more players into this tier. And then, of course, it could be one of the 8 to 10 receivers that goes in this range. Or the running backs that we talked about that could get second, third round draft capital. Maybe there's three or four of those guys that are now picked in this range. Maybe there's a fourth round running back that goes to an awesome landing spot. So again, these picks gained value with the combine because people are starting to put this information together. Man, this class might be 18 players deep. This class might be 16 to 20 players deep of players that I want. Can you get a 26 first for one of these picks? Straight up. straight up. Now, you're going to be able to sell on the fact that, hey, 26 is 2 years away. You're getting a player now. That is your sales pitch. That is the sales pitch, which is basically, I have to wait 2 years. But the goal should be, if I can have a flexible pick, because part of the value you're getting, which I've talked about in previous shows, part of the value you're getting is you don't have to convert the pick to a player now. You store that pick, which actually frees up a roster spot. And in the case of a 26 pick, a couple years down the road, you have an open roster spot you've just freed up for 2 years. And it's also a flexible pick that could be spent at any time. And you're probably going to be able to get first round credit value for that pick if you decide to trade it before it matures into an actual player that you're drafting with a pick. So trying to move these seconds, anything with a two in front of it, I'm guessing you can't get a 25 first. Try, sure. But if you can't, try to go to a 26 first. Probably not a better use of a 201 through 208 pick than to try to get a 26 first. You're going to have to spam. And I'm a little more liberal on what teams I target here. This is 2 years away. There may be teams where I go, man, that's a good team. But not maybe 2 years from now. So I'm actually a little more flexible in what managers I target when we're talking 2026. And that may even be more appealing for a team that goes, you know what? This is a start 11. I'm fine with whatever wide receiver 7 I get at the 203 or whatever running back 2 or 3 I get at the 202. Sure, I'll give you my 26 first. Well, because my team's contending right now. And I really, really could use Blake Corum. I'll give up 26 first for Blake Corum. Again, plus EV move if you're a manager and you can make that happen. The third move is really, really going out on a limb and projecting your tiers. Go to your league format. And this is where you have to dial in a little bit more. What's the tight end premium? How many starters? How many roster spots? How many other picks do you have in the draft? That's a big deal. If I have five picks in this range from like 110 to 208, I'm probably open to moving up more so than I would be in other drafts. If I only have one pick and it's at the 111 and I can't get one of the deals done where I move it for a 25 first, can I move it back? Especially in deeper leagues, can I move back and get two picks inside this range? Can I get the 203 and the 208 for the 111? And you have to look. This is going to be a tougher deal to get unless you have a large portfolio with a lot of picks. So I'd have to really zoom in the leagues where maybe this makes sense. It's probably got to be a start 10 or more at least, probably a start 11 or more, but it's also going to be leagues where there's two picks owned by a single manager in this range. Can I get a slide back deal where I get maybe the 205 and I give up the 111, but I also get a 25 second? I have to get 2 seconds. It's essentially moving a late first for 2 seconds, understanding that this is one of the few classes where you probably won't get your choice because you're moving back 6 slots, 7 slots, 8 slots, whatever it might be, but you're getting a second bullet to fire. You're getting a future second that you can stash and use later. And I think that's very valuable, especially if you're in an active league. So that's going to be the third deal. It's a little more calculated because it relies on other managers in your league having multiple picks. And obviously in a shallower league, which I do want to touch on that because we'll get a lot of questions. Hey, I'm going to start 9. Should I still do that kind of deal? Here's the thing. If you're in a shallow league, it almost becomes redundant to pick at 111 versus 203. They're both outside of the usability projection or the usability threshold. I'm looking for a starter. It's hard to hit a starter in a start 9 when you're picking the wide receiver 5, wide receiver 6. The difference between wide receiver 5 and 8 in a start 9 and whether they matter is fluky. Meaning I'm actually willing to take 2 shots in the shallow league. Assuming you can't move the 111 way up to get who you perceive to be a stud, picking there really doesn't matter relative to picking at the 205. So give me 2 shots. And I think in a shallow league, people will go, I don't want to give up the better player, but you're giving up the higher or better piece in a range that really isn't within the startability threshold anyway. It's random. I mean, sure, the player you're drafting at 111, you may think I have a 55% chance at that being better than the pick I'm getting at 205. But it's not enough to where you would forego taking 2 shots versus 1. So I think the key is deep leagues, it's obvious to make this kind of deal because the starter threshold is much lower. But even in a shallow league, taking 2 shots casts your net a little bit wider, even if the odds are all 3 of the picks are going to end up being below the threshold, I'd rather take multiple shots. So I think this move is the dominant move, regardless of whether it's a deep or a shallow format. So get working, go track your picks in this range. Again, I said the 110 through the 208 range, see what you can get done. That's what I think, in my opinion, has changed the most in the portfolio after the combine. And that's where I'm going to be focusing over the next couple of weeks to see if I can get deals done. Check out all the other content over at Destination Devi, destinationdevi.com, patreon.com/allgas. And then all of the content that I do is on the podcast feed, on the YouTube feed as well. And then also check out Dynasty Trades and Five on the Dynasty Trades and Five YouTube channel. With that, I will go ahead and sign up. Happy portfolio trading to everybody over the next few weeks.